NPR's John Burnett has spent the day with search and rescue teams in eastern New Orleans. They're in the last phase of seeking out survivors in New Orleans' still flooded neighborhoods. And John, tell us what you've seen today.
Melissa, right now I'm standing on Interstate 10 westbound in the middle of what was a busy interstate. It's been blocked on both sides by standing water, of course. And I'm looking out on a street named Humanity. And the water comes up well above the signpost. It's up above the doorknobs in row after row after row of houses. The water is very high, as far as I can see. All day I've been with the New Mexico Urban Search and Rescue team from Albuquerque. They had been going house to house in boats and flatboats and airboats, trying to do rescues of folks and talk them into coming out of their homes and to being evacuated. And what changed today is they told them, we are no longer going to give you meals ready to eat and water. We're not going to provision you while you stay in this flooded area. And so that has effectively started to drive some of the refugees out of their flood zones.
Who are these people, John, who need coaxing? Who's holding out, wanting to stay?
Well, they seem to, the residents who have a great attachment to these beautiful old neighborhoods and to their community and in some cases to their pets. And some of them had stockpiled water. Others were depending on the National Guard for water. I wanted us to listen to two individuals that we met in actually another neighborhood called the Bywater neighborhood. It's Kenneth and Carla Nelson. He's a welder. She's a mother.
I got my mother-in-law out this morning. She's on one of the buses. What we're getting ready to do, we're getting ready to go board the house up, take a few things, and we got to get out of here. We got to go. I wanted to stay. But what we had gas and water Monday, then the water went off, then the gas went off.
And we can't stay. They're not giving out any more food.
So we can't stay.
We gotta go. And we only have a day left of food. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
So they're getting out. As you heard, hundreds and hundreds of other New Orleans residents are still not getting out. They're still vowing to stay in their neighborhoods, even as they're waist deep in this fetid water.
And that water has got to be getting worse all the time.
It's actually become a massive biohazard. One of the keenest concerns of the search and rescue teams that we met with all day long was what was in this black water, raw sewage, decomposing animals and humans. I think you can hear one of the helicopters overhead. They're still looking for people to pluck off of rooftops, but there are very few that are left for emergency evacuations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big Huey going overhead. So anyway, this is an enormous biohazard that could lead to skin infections, gastrointestinal problems. All the evacuees that are coming out of the neighborhoods are having to go through decontamination with a bleach solution. And we haven't even talked about the roaming dogs eating piles of garbage, the wharf rats that are getting more aggressive.
John, New Orleans has been having such serious security problems over the last week. Does it feel like a safer place? Do you really feel a military presence there now?
It really does. We've been here all week long since the morning of the hurricane. The atmosphere has changed noticeably. As you can hear, there are choppers constantly, three or four in the area at any given time. There are National Guardsmen, regular army patrolling the main thoroughfares. A surreal sight to see Canal Street, one of the main streets of New Orleans, with green camouflaged soldiers patrolling right past some of these great landmarks, right past the French Quarter.
John, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's John Burnett speaking with us from eastern New Orleans.